Welcome back to I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. Guess who we are?
We are
Lisa and Sam.
Lisa and Sam.
I know. Why did I just say it that way?
Because you're old and your mind is foggy. And you know what the problem is, Samantha? Because you did 5 a.m.s all week. That's why.
Bitch, please.
I'm just saying. So, friends of the podcast.
Cut that girl some slack, man.
Friends of the podcast, just ignore that. We you know who we are.
Excuse me while I tell her to fuck off.
Oh, ouch. Ouch, 34 seconds into the podcast and we're already going to have a fight. Right?
That's so, how we roll.
That's how we roll. Okay, Samantha.
What?
Let's get on to bigger and better.
Breaking news.
If you are watching TV right now, say you're any show right now, you're automatically watching. Picture this, friends of the podcast. You're watching a show, and all of a sudden, across the bottom of your TV comes a big, big message saying, breaking news, this just in. Lisa and Sam are at
Mucho Burrito.
Live, on location. And how come?
Because we actually went there.
Finally. Friends of the podcast, I got a text message this afternoon from my friend Samantha saying, pizza or Mucho Burrito? Well, duh, wasn't even a... Didn't even have to even think about it. Mucho Burrito. And why? Because when we tried to come here last time, that stupid Cinco de Mayo had it all backed up with people.
Backed up.
Yeah.
So here we are. And Lisa?
Samantha?
How did it do? How did they fare?
They fared. They fared really well. Yeah, they fared. I was very happy. It was the ambient...
No.
Ambient?
No.
Ambien. The Ambien? What's the word? The Ambien?
Oh, God. Stop using big words. You ambience. Don't know.
The ambience. Was really Ambien? I think that's like a pill for dudes.
Okay. No, it's not. Oh, my God.
Is it a pill for women?
Oh, my God.
Why do you use it? Is it a pill for women?
No, it's like... It like
brings... like Cialis.
No, what?
Oh, no.
Oh my God! Oh, stop talking.
Hey, okay. Let's go back to the ambiance of Mucho Burrito. You know what? It was nice. I think it was clean, and it was inviting.
And it smelled good.
It smelled really good.
Tasted good.
Wasn't busy.
No.
No huge ass lineups.
Little bit loud, little echoey in there. So when the group of children came in and started, I don't know, kind of screaming.
And by children, we mean like annoying teens.
Yeah. It got a little loud, but other than that, it was really delightful.
Well,
people were really nice.
Yeah. You really seemed to like strike it up with the lady at the end.
Oh, yeah, because I went back for the churros.
Yeah.
And we had a lovely conversation. She was really cool. They were really, really nice people.
They completely walk you through the whole process.
Absolutely. She was really nice about
it. And when you were looking at the menu, you looked like kind of like a little stunned.
I did not look stunned.
You looked stunned.
You looked stunned. You're like, no. What are we supposed to do?
No, you want to know
yes,
why?
Yes, you did that.
I'm going to tell you why.
Yes, you did that.
So here, I'm going to explain this.
And don't even start.
No, because
don't
is,
even start.
You look at their menu, right? It says
Burrito.
Taco. Or quesadilla. So when I saw
salad.
And salad. So I have to be honest. When I saw burrito, first thing that came to my mind was a skit from Saturday Night Live about the cheerleaders. And it went burrito, taco, burrito. What's coming out of your Speedo? You got trouble. Because it was about gas.
That is disgusting.
But it was an SNL skit, and that's what came to my mind.
Oh my
I got
God.
I got stuck on burrito. And then you ordered the burrito, and then I had a little inside laugh.
Thanks, Lisa.
Just saying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay, so you had your burrito.
Yes,
you
it was lovely.
Okay, so what did you think of the selection process?
It was fine.
Yeah? Beans or no beans?
No, because you... No, stop asking me questions, because I'm not answering them for you. Sorry. But
why?
This should be your ultimate place to go, because you get to pick what
There's
goes
choices.
Into your food.
I know. I picked no beans.
Yeah. But you love the fact that you can, like... Don't have that, but have that.
Absolutely.
And then there's like 5 million sauces.
Yeah, I did. I don't go back to why won't you answer beans or no beans?
No, because you're gonna make fun of me, and I'm not gonna talk about it. I'm not talking about it, Lisa. Shut up! Oh my God.
Okay, friends of the podcast.
No,
I had a quesadilla.
Shut up.
Really, I can't tell them now about what I had. I had a quesadilla.
Lisa had a quesadilla with no beans.
With no beans, because
she doesn't like beans.
I'm not a bean.
Even though beans are good for you, they're fibrous.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? I don't need as much fiber in my diet as others. So I didn't need them. I opted to not.
Don't look at me
them.
When you say that. Don't be rude.
I'm not. I'm just.
You're being rude.
I'm not. It's a fact. Mm-hmm. It was a fact. I'm not a bean fan. I don't like the refried beans. I think it looks like cat food.
Shut up.
And you know what? I just think I have to, like, not hate what I'm eating.
I have never eaten refried beans before.
I'm not going to.
This is another food that you will never try, because at the age of 47, if I haven't tried it by now, I'm not gonna.
You know why else?
That's like your motto.
You know why else? It's ugly food.
It's
ugly. And I don't want to eat ugly food.
Tasted good.
It looked ugly. Oh, so haha, you just had beans. Haha. Sorry.
Shut up.
Okay, sorry. The quesadilla was good. My favorite part of the quesadilla was the sautéed vegetables, because they had onions in them. I love sautéed onions.
The three sauces you ended up with.
I know. And they have the best salsa, because they have mild, medium, and hot. And the mild was so just like squishy tomatoes all in a salsa. Could have just like, I ate the chips, but I could have just had it with a fork.
You are so weird that way.
That was good. But how come I kept noticing you like bobbing your head back and forth?
Because the music was delightful.
What? Oh, I didn't like the music.
Lots of la good salsa music. Mm. It was fun.
Did it take you back to your hip-hop days?
No, but yeah. Shut up again.
Samantha's a little sensitive today, friends.
Stop picking on me.
I'm not picking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not picking.
I am your ride home. You know that, right?
I know that.
All right.
I know that.
Okay.
But half the car's mine.
No, it's not.
Half the car, the passenger side is mine.
Sorry, guys. We are so off topic at this point.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay, let's move forward.
Okay, I want to talk about the dessert. We also
ordered, because we didn't love it.
No, we ordered the churros. And you know what? Here's my problem with the churros, is that I thought that the caramel sauce was, like, it needed to be loose. It needed to be loose. It was like thick and clumpy.
It needed to be warm.
It needed to be warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so okay. You could like dip it.
Not loose.
Not clumpy and
warm.
Thick.
And not loose, Lisa.
Not loose.
Warm.
Warm. It needed to be warm.
Warm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Warm.
So big words, not good for you.
Yeah.
Words you've never.
You know what I give it? I give it.
Got it.
I give it 2 habaneros up. That's what I give it.
Do you know what a habanero is?
It's like a pepper.
Okay.
Like a Spanish pepper. Mm-hmm. Sounds hot. It's a pepper.
Just because you heard a word doesn't mean you should say the word.
But it sounds...
Because you would need to know what it is first before you say it.
I think it's a hot pepper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
There you go.
That was just pure luck on your side.
2 habaneros up for me. That's what I give it.
It was pretty good.
It was darn good. Mm-hmm. Glad we went. And I think we'd go back.
Oh, for sure we would.
For sure.
Yeah.
Not on Cinco de Mayo
Not
day.
Cinco de Mayo Day.
No.
Because fat girls, we don't wait in line.
We're not waiting for nothing.
We do not wait in line.
No. Nothing.
Okay.
All right, enough. Back. Moving on.
Moving on. Oh, sorry.
God, and you always have to sing it. My name's Samantha, and I like to have a jingle. I put a little song into everything I say.
Like, I like to sing.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyways, so our topic from last week was, what would you say to your younger self?
Yes.
But we've had a bit of a glitch in that.
Not really a glitch.
Yeah, I think Lena has a few words, Lisa,
to say
about this.
I think Lena Lawless has a few secrets. So I don't need Lena Lawless coming, like, rolling out the secrets. Okay? So here's the thing, right? So we have our Facebook page, our group, I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam on Facebook. And Glenna must have listened to our podcast. Thank you. Much appreciated that, always. And then commented. And her comment to me was, or her comment to us was, should I help you with your next podcast on what you should have said to your younger self?
Not would have.
Should have. And when she said should have, I laughed out loud because I thought, oh, that's the secrets that she's talking about.
Were you bad?
Well, not bad, but you know what? I think
you are not a responsible late teen, early 20s gal.
You know what? I think I was. I think Glenna would probably say different. So as kids, we worked at Wasega Beach and had a lot of fun. And it was a big family thing. And so all your buddies worked there. And poor Glenna, and then Laura too. She was also one of the other ladies there. But poor Glenna, she, like, it was like we all became her children. Mm-hmm. And she just tried to school us, right? Keep us on the straight and narrow. And I'm sure that Glenna's idea was, especially with me, can we just get Lisa through to Labor Day? We can get her through Labor Day. It's been a successful summer, right? And I worked there, I don't know, like 4 or 5 years, right? So things that I think Glenn is probably alluding to would be like the one time like that we accidentally came home in the cop cruiser. And we always crashed at her house. So there was like 4 of us, her daughters and a couple of our friends. We always crashed at their house. And I think she would say that I probably should have told my younger self that coming home in the cop cruiser to a nice middle-class neighborhood at 4 o'clock in the morning with the sirens going and the lights is never a good idea. Because nobody's really going to be that excited about that.
You definitely should mention that, yeah, to your younger self.
Yeah, I think she also would be alluding to the fact that if you are going to stay out all night drinking and having fun, coming home at like 6 a.m., showering, and then showing up at work at 10 is never going to be a good idea. That day is never going to go in your favor.
And she's going to make it hard.
She's going to make it hard. And she's going to laugh her ass off through all of it. Right? She's going to make it hard, though.
That's okay, though.
She's going to make it hard. And I think the other big lesson, the other big takeaway that my younger self should have learned, should have taught myself would have been that life would have been just so much easier had I tried to save money all summer long instead of Glenna having to become my personal banker and like hoard my money for the last month of the summer so I could go back to school in the fall.
Well, Lisa, people who know you, you're well known for not valuing a dollar.
I try to, even though I work hard for it, but I don't.
You don't.
No. My mama didn't raise those girls.
No, she did not.
Right? She didn't raise those girls. But so I think that's what Glenna was alluding to. And, you know, and she's still got way more goods on me and many others. So, thanks, G.
Samantha? All right. So either way, I don't know, I guess we could take it both ways. What should we say, what would we say to our younger self would apply to this.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to throw one at you.
Okay.
Okay. I would say to my younger self, don't worry about the acne in your teens. It's not coming. Worry about it in your mid-30s and 40s. It's happening. It's happening.
Oh, Samantha, you know, a little bit, every now and then you do have that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I would say in conjunction to that is I'd say to my younger self, don't worry about your acne. It'll all clear up. You won't have it in your 30s and your 40s. That's where we differ. Right?
Yay!
You know what I would say to my younger self? Mm-hmm. Embrace button-up shirts. Because once you become an adult, you're big-chested, and those buttons will be the bane of your existence.
Double-sided sticky tape.
Helps it. Helps it a lot. But nothing worse than a big-chested woman with a button-up shirt that gaps.
Gaps.
Right? So that sticky tape does help.
But still not good.
But still not good.
No.
Miss those buttons. Right? Because then you know what? We have both seen people who squeeze into the button-up shirts, and it's like, what did that button ever do to you?
Because they're always like,
it's clinging for life.
God, that button just must be pissed off.
Pissed, right? It's like that button's taking everything that button has to stay together. Right? And I refuse to do that to a button. Yeah, so I'd say that.
Well, you know, I would recommend my younger self wearing more revealing clothing.
Because
the bod when it's younger, better than the bod than when it's older.
Yeah, you know what? And I would say the same thing to my younger self too, right? Bear your midriff. Because then when you get older, it's not your go-to feature.
No, it's not your go-to feature.
Unless I'm using my Bitmoji, which is an awesome app that makes you a cartoon, and now I live vicariously through it.
Yes,
and frequently wear a midriff t-shirt.
Yes, and
wear a crop top.
She said it to me, and I'm like, oh no.
Yes.
Bitmoji shouldn't even be wearing a midriff top.
My Bitmoji's sporting it. Right? And you know what? My Bitmoji, once it gets a bit warmer, she's going to wear a bathing suit.
Oh, good God.
Yeah.
All right.
Lisa won't, but my Bitmoji
just
will.
Just warn me before you send me
that. I might just
picture.
Shock you one Monday morning.
Ooh!
I know, right?
Well, and I would say, I would warn my younger self, drop the big hair before the beginning of the 90s, because you've worn it a little too long.
You wore it too long.
Yeah, because that bang was so close to God that I'm pretty sure he's like, yo, girl, calm down.
People are probably thinking you were building a stairway to heaven.
Well, that.
Climb that bang.
That, and the amount of hairspray that was in that, like,
what was it? Was it VO5 or Aquanet?
I don't know. I
Those
can't remember.
Yeah.
But it was like standing near heat or a flame.
And the pump. There was the pump.
Yeah. It was just.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of hair, I would tell my younger self that my Flock of Seagulls hairdo was always a bad idea. Right? But with that being said,
oh my God, Flock of Seagulls.
My thought process back then was, who needed your left eye anyways? The right eye is wide open and ready for everything.
I can see out of one. That's
right?
Good.
So that was the haircut, right? Short on the side, dripped down. And it took long to brush and grow that
Oh my
down
God.
Over one eye.
That's a lot of... Now, for those people who don't remember the flock of seagulls, but you should...
Google them.
One side it would have been super, super short super to the short. Head. And the other side really long.
Really long.
And just, and like Lisa said, over one eye.
Over one eye. Yeah, it's so weird. Like, what the hell?
And you know what? That hairstyle came back, eh? Ugh. But not quite as the... As
drastic.
Flock of seagull-y.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, I don't know.
That's not pretty.
It was a hairdo gone wrong.
That's not pretty. But I'd also say to myself, my younger self, calm down with the neon clothing and don't wear big shoulder pads because you a linebacker on a good day because your Germanic heritage, you're big boned.
Yeah, you don't need to, no, like, hey! Right? Don't need to be doing that.
Big shoulder pads.
Big shoulder pads.
Just imagine, big hair, big shoulder pads, bright clothing.
Bright clothing. And you probably wore, like, a lot of those jelly bracelets, too.
Oh, God.
Right? Like, those jelly bracelets.
And they made shoes, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I hated the shoes, though.
Yeah, they were never
good. They did shoes.
Never good.
Do you remember, those black shoes with the strap over top?
Oh,
they had, like, a plastic bottom.
No, I was preppy. So we were, like, in loafers.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's right. We didn't gel.
We didn't gel back
then. We would never have been friends in high school.
We were, like, loafer girls. Right? That's what
but
we
But your
were.
Boat shoes came back. You didn't drop.
I didn't jump
on that.
I didn't. You know what? I contemplated. And even now still, right? Because in the bay, they carry the boat shoes. And so if I'm going like to receiving, I stop and I look at them and I'm like, I just don't know if I can do it. Converse different.
Converse is awesome.
Because they're just cool. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. You know what I would say to my younger self, Samantha? Mm-hmm. Flavored lip balm will always be okay.
And you have a collection of 10.
I like flavored lip balm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right?
Because you eat it.
I lick it off.
It's weird.
I know. I'm weird.
Weird.
Weird that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say keep all your records because the 80s will be consistently referenced and beloved for decades.
Absolutely. Here's a little fun fact you don't know about me.
Lisa.
In the 80s, Samantha, my younger self was like Mixmaster McIntyre. I was like digitally recording before digitally recording even existed.
You were not.
Not digital, but like I was making mixtapes. I was like mixtapes.
There's a good mixtape for you.
And then I'd give them to my friends because
Oh my God.
Everybody needs to be like super cool, right? And so it'd be like all the dance music from Europe. So it'd be like Depeche Mode and all the extended remix and the UK remix and the West Side. Your remix, all these different remixes.
Look at you being all that.
It was all that, and I was like I would like play DJ like at home, and I'd have like in my.
Would you be like?
No, I never scratched. No, never scratched. Nope. It was all just about the mixtapes.
Oh my God.
Never scratched, but all about the mixtapes.
Oh my God.
Samantha, right? Like I was known for that. I was known.
Across Ontario.
Maybe not that far, but you ask my handful of friends, you ask my posse, you ask my peeps.
Your peeps.
And my peeps, many of them would attest to that. And funny story, my friend Mark McMaster, who lives in Alberta now, about 10 years ago, maybe not even that long, all of a sudden in the mail came a CD, and it was like our greatest hits from our like youth.
Oh.
And it was like, because he too was a little bit McMaster. And I was like, Mixmaster McIntyre.
Cute.
Yeah.
Very cute. Lisa.
Very all about the music. That was my thing.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's cute. Weird, but it's good.
It's not weird.
No.
It's not weird.
But I think your love of music helped you out. Was it last summer?
Which summer?
When you went to go see your sister?
Okay, here's the thing, right? So I'm like an 80s trivia girl. And I go to Ottawa to visit my sister every summer, and they have a lovely trailer, and at their trailer, they have a group of friends that are also all, like, 80s people. And I tell ya, I'm like, my kid sister, she, like, parades me around like 80s queen right here, and the trivia comes out, and, okay, you have 13 seconds to know what this song is, because they all have, like, their 80s music, and it's like, and I'm on it, I'm like, bang, 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 bang. And then you put Kristen and I together, and even though she's 4 years younger, just, like, makes it even that much more powerful. Like, you can't beat us. Bring it. Bring it.
Are you reliving your youth?
Yeah, I enjoyed my youth.
Yeah. There you go.
I enjoyed my youth.
Good for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, but I would tell my younger self, the love that you have for Rick Astley can still stay strong because... he's still happening, and he's still around, and he looks good.
Samantha, he's not still around.
Yes, he is.
His claim to fame was one song.
No.
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
Never gonna give you up.
Never gonna run around and hurt you.
Oh, stop
I'm singing right now.
Never
gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna lie.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. Thank you.
You know what I would tell my younger self, Samantha? Mm. Scott Baio will not look as good as he did on Happy Days as an adult.
He doesn't.
He aged bad.
Yeah, he did.
Bad.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Mm. You know what else I would tell my younger self? Mm. That no matter what anybody ever tells you, your Chevette is fire engine red. It's not orange. That's what I tell my younger self.
Yeah. Well, I would actually say to my younger self, too, about the first car I ever owned, which was a 64 Acadian. Love it for the length of time you have it, because then your brother kills it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He says it wasn't his fault, but yeah. I still blame him.
Never is. Mm-hmm. Right?
I love that car. It had some get up and go, held six people comfortably.
Comfortably.
And we drove it down 8th Street, and I was cool.
Samantha, I drove for 2 years with no license.
What?
Yep, because in Ontario, all you had to have is a friend that had their 365 back then. Right, it was in Ontario, like their learners.
Really?
Yeah, and you could drive. And my parents, because I had a car, they must have just assumed that I had a license.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, like, me and my friends, like, always. Me and Wendy Girdle was, like, my...
Girdle?
Yeah, Girdle. Girdle. She was, like, she's my co-pilot. Because she had her learners.
Oh, my God.
And we drove all over in the fire engine red Chevette.
It's all revealing when you say that you drove with no license for 2 years.
Yeah. Sometimes I should have told my younger self that sometimes you shouldn't be bad.
Yep. You definitely should have said that.
I should have said that.
You definitely should have.
Yeah.
And that's not good, Lisa.
That's a little bit of a... I mixed it up a bit, Samantha.
You mixed
Samantha.
It up a bit.
I mixed it up.
Well, I would say to my younger self to trust your gut instinct sooner in life. Because I say now with my gut instinct, it does not let me down.
Really?
I trust my gut, and my gut is always right.
I don't even have a gut. Don't get me wrong, I have a gut.
Sorry, an instinct.
Okay, because I was going to say, I don't have a gut instinct. I missed that. I was born without one.
And it gets you into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and it did when I was my younger self did too. Right? So I would tell my younger self, look for your gut. See if it's out there. Because, but
you're
I don't.
Searching for it.
We're searching for your gut.
You're going to need it.
You're going to need it. And then I would tell my today self, you have a gut, but it's not your instinct.
It's not your instinct. No.
That's, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no. Samantha, who. Just to get off track, just for 1 second, who was on your bedroom walls?
Wham.
Wham.
John Taylor from Duran Duran.
Yeah. And me too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the band Aha.
Oh, no, not me.
Yeah, really. I like them.
Take on me.
Take.
There she's singing.
I'm gonna sing it again.
Sing. And, and I can talk it. Probably every word talking. I had Billy Idol and The Cult.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I had Ralph Macchio.
Oh my God!
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God!
I loved him. Yeah.
Wax on, wax off.
There you go. Now, when you had Wham, was it George Michael or Andrew Ridgely?
George Michael.
Oh, see, I was more Andrew Ridgely.
No, I was George Michael. Mm.
Mm-hmm. No.
Apparently, I was attracted to gay men.
Odd. Apparently, because I think Rick Astley might have been a gay man.
No,
too.
He's not. He's married mm-hmm. and has children.
Oh wow! Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Huh. Uh-huh. Don't kill my love for him.
Okay.
Don't make fun of it.
You know, and I'm not going to kill it, Samantha, because you know, somebody needs to love him. I'm just saying.
Somebody needs to love him.
He needs love, too.
Yes, he does.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
Mm-hmm. But I, you know what I would also say, just to end kind of my youth. Sort of advice to my younger self? Remember that your life is like acts of a play, and that each new act or scene reveals a new plot twist.
I thought you were going to say, remember my life is like a box of chocolates.
No.
That's, gonna be like, that's been done.
That's been done.
Yeah, it's true. It is a plot twist.
Mm-hmm. Every thing that happens that you haven't quite prepared for is just a new plot twist.
That's too deep for me. I don't get that. Can you... Okay, what do you mean by that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And this is the bane of my existence, people.
I think it sounds good, but okay. So, yeah, sounds good. Okay, what? That's what I'm thinking.
I can't. My week has been too long. I don't have time to explain.
Okay.
Okay. Oh my god.
I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt that it's that it made sense.
Okay. Here, I'm going to help you out.
Okay.
Whoever listens to this, if you go onto the Facebook page of I Shake My Head, explain this. Explain my last comment to Lisa, because you got the time. I don't got the time.
Oh, Samantha.
You need help.
I don't. I just don't get it. But okay.
I know. Sorry. Like, it's so. Okay.
Listen.
Oh my god.
Listen. That's not. We're not here to argue.
No. Apparently we are.
Well, we argue anyways. Right? We argue.
Yes, we do.
We argue. Okay.
Hey, but you had a. I'm surprised. I didn't mind that moment.
Yeah, and I want. And I want our Facebook friends. Or all of our friends to pipe in on this, because I was really, really surprised that I didn't hate Harry Styles.
The kid from One Direction.
Yeah, but he's not really a kid now. Now he's on his own.
Well, now he's like an early 20s adult. Yeah,
like better hair.
Person.
Better hair.
Oh, is it shorter or long?
Yeah,
it's
shorter. Yeah, and he's been on James Corden all week. And I think he's kind of funny. But his new song, I don't know what it's called. What's it called?
Sign of the Times.
Sign of the Times. It was like hauntingly reminded me of a young David Bowie.
I disagree.
On what? On that I liked him?
That it's referencing David Bowie.
No, I'm not saying referencing. I'm saying he sounded.
No, like, I feel he sounds more like the Beatles.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Late Beatles.
No Beatles.
Yeah.
All David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, friends of the podcast, if you can listen to that song, what's it called again?
Sign of the Times.
Sign of the Times.
It's the only one he's released.
Okay. Sign of the Times. And if, go to our Facebook page, I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, and let us know who you think is right. Lisa, who thinks he sounds like David Bowie, or Sam, who is crazy and thinks that it might be a Beatles song.
No, I don't or think sound, it is a Beatles song.
Beatles
I think
sound.
It has essence of the Beatles. Mm. It sounds, well, it's extremely British sounding.
As was David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying.
Okay.
I was really just surprised, so that's all.
You're allowed to have an opinion, Lisa.
Thank you.
It's just wrong.
Mm. I disagree. I disagree.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an I Shake My Head moment?
I do.
What is it?
I gotta talk about Starbucks.
Are you gonna diss?
No, I'm
okay.
Not dissing them.
Okay.
No, I'm not dissing them.
Because I'm a Starbucks girl.
No. I'm not.
You're
but,
not.
I mean, kind of, but not really. I've had a lot of early mornings this week, as you referenced too. And
it's
I needed.
Cranky.
No. Yeah. I needed breakfast and I needed a drink, but I don't drink their coffee because it's too for me. So I was talking about the tea things they have now. Uh-huh. They have white tea, passion tea, lemon, whatever.
Yeah.
And when I walked,
cold.
It was cold.
Okay.
When I walked in, nobody in line, just me, little old me.
Yeah.
So back and forth with the person who's helping me and choosing a sandwich, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden I feel eyes. At the back of my head. Because I felt the anger and the angst and the, just hurry up.
Because we Starbuckers take that lineup serious.
Well, and I think I have a right to just get what I need. I mean, I'm not I was not being difficult. I didn't ask for two shots of this and five shots of that and a layer of this and a layer of that.
And a drizzle.
Yeah, and I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I just wanted my white tea with a splash of raspberry, which, by the way, was quite delightful.
It sounds like this.
No, it tastes good. Mm-hmm. But and all of a sudden, you know, I get my stuff, pay for it, and I turn around, and all I have these people is just staring at me. And I'm like, and I'm thinking is, calm down.
And you know what they're thinking.
Get the fuck out of the way.
Take it and go.
Take it and go.
Take it and go.
Take it and go.
That's what they're thinking. You need to take it and go.
Take it and go.
Right?
All I thought was, people, it's just coffee.
I picture the Starbucks line always like with a bunch of people tapping the face of their watch. Come on. Come on.
Hurry up.
Right? I have a drizzle macchiato, blah, blah, blah. And me, I'm pretty laid back when I go because I'm like, hot chocolate, please. Right? Because I'm the idiot who pays that much for a friggin' hot chocolate.
Yeah, exactly.
Go figure.
Well, I shake my head.
Well, I had an I shake my head moment this morning when I was walking to work. So, 2 blocks after I get off my bus, right? So, I'm walking, walk, and all of a sudden I hear, whoosh, and I'm like,
oh.
I know, right? Because you automatically know what that is.
Bitch.
Right? So, okay. So, I just kind of like, shake it off. And I keep walking. Maybe half a block more. Again. So, I stop because I'm, like, disgusted. And when somebody's spitting behind you, you're just not 100% certain they're not spitting on you. Right? And that's how the that's how the plague was caused. Right? And then next thing I know, we got rats in Saskatoon. And we're all dead. So I stopped dead in my tracks.
Oh my God, seriously?
Yeah, I stopped dead in my tracks and I turned around. Oh my God. And guess what?
What?
It was a chick.
Aww.
And not that I'm saying that the dudes are the spitters, but kind of. That's like...
It's
like,
kind of a dude thing.
It's kind of more of a dude thing, right? From sports and whatever. Right? But it was a chick. I stopped. I gave her the stink eye. I threw my sunglasses so I wasn't going to get in trouble. But I gave it. And in my mind, I was like, not very happy.
No.
And I let her go ahead of me because I'm like, I just don't want to, I don't want to take the chance. You spitting in front of me is just different. I just have to watch where I step.
Yeah.
I don't have to like wonder if you're getting me.
That's gross.
Yeah, I wasn't happy.
Yucky.
That was my I shake my head moment.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, well,
that's gross.
That's what it was. Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
Okay, well, we're going to end it today.
Wrap it up.
We're going to wrap it up. But we want to let you know that you can search for us on iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, LinkedIn, and Facebook. All you have to do is go to the search bar at any one of those lovely apps and type in I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
And we pop up.
And we pop up.
Yeah. Not our picture, because we don't have pictures.
We have Bitmojis.
We have Bitmojis. But we pop up.
Yeah.
And then you can find us and listen.
Yeah.
And follow.
We're awesome.
Yeah. Leave feedback. Let us know what you guys are thinking.
Yeah.
We just brainstormed so many new topics, friends.
So many new ones.
It's going to just blow your minds.
It's going to be a fun summer, Lisa.
It's going to be fun, Samantha. All right. What are we talking about next time?
Oh, next time.
Oh, geez. She's almost sleeping.
Oh, I'm almost sleeping. We're going to talk about the three things you couldn't live without and why.
Okay. I've got some thinking to do.
You do.
I don't think I'm going to be able to narrow things down very easy.
I don't think so.
It's going to be interesting. All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
It should be.
Whatever.